summer sunny morning, bikini on, rain. It's my experience of the summer here in Miami. When I moved from Washington, D.C. actually to Miami, I was super excited to spend the summer here. And every morning, this is my story. I haven't gone much to the beach because of the rain.
Well, so I was in Oklahoma for about 10 years, and I moved about halfway through high school, and I was taking high school Spanish, right? And it really didn't occur to me how badly I had been doing in class until I moved here and couldn't ask which direction to go when I couldn't find the bus.
Surging salt owed Miami Haddock City. That's kind of the foreboding rising tides and sea level rise that'll find us living in attics or penthouse suites and kayaking to books and books, walking out of a store through ankle-deep water after a rainstorm.
Mommy, poppy, sliced mangoes, chilled, iced. My first job was going down the neighborhood and plucking mangoes from trees and taking them to the bodegas because I'd sell them for a quarter and they'd sell them for 50 cents. And I'd buy a moon pie at 7-Eleven. It was great. And the stuff that were left, we would slice them and we would put them in ice. And really, really late at night, like at 11 or 12 at night, my dad would talk about, he was a philosophy major, he was working on his doctorate in Cuba before he left. And we would talk philosophy and eat sliced mangoes, iced and chilled.
What's our season? It's called Sasson. I'm a native New Yorker, but a Miami transplant, 12 years. I'm very much a Miami girl now. When I go back, they don't recognize me. They see the accent. They see my accent. They see my quickness to want to be in my car in the AC instead of sitting on the subway, smelling everybody's armpits. But they also see my appreciation when I do fluctuate between wanting to stay in Miami and New York. I'm like, but in Miami, I have the beach and I have the water. When you sit there and think that the Everglades is, there's no, literally no other place in the world like the Everglades. I know I sound like a hippie, but it's something that I didn't appreciate till I moved here because I was like, oh, water, mud, swamp, ugh. But now that I'm here, I'm like, oh, it's pretty. And sometimes we spend so much time inside or at the mall or I'm an office rat that sometimes we don't appreciate that we have this beautiful ecosystem like in our backyard.